This is 88.5 NEPM. Major bills passed before break. Will Massachusetts lawmakers return if Governor Healey pushes for higher bar advocate pay? I'm Carrie Healey, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Good to be back.
Before House and Senate lawmakers left the State House for their traditional unofficial summer recess, they passed some major bills. What pressing measures did Democrats approve and send to the governor for signing?
Few different things got final approval all on the same day. The most high profile of those is perhaps legislation that aims to further shield reproductive care, including abortions and transgender health care in Massachusetts, from legal attacks elsewhere, including by the federal government under President Donald Trump. This has been pitched by Democrats as a way to build on a 2022 state law with a similar intention and close some gaps that they didn't really anticipate 3 years ago could pose a potential problem. They also approved a spending bill with money for rental aid, elder home care services, and newly raises for private attorneys known as bar advocates who represent indigent defendants. That, of course, is something that's been a crisis for more than 2 months at this point, as many of those attorneys have refused to take new cases in protest of their low pay.
Yeah, and that's a phased bar advocate pay raise in that SUP budget. Previously, Governor Maura Healey said that she'd leave it up to the legislature to address the court-appointed work stoppage by public defenders. But defense attorneys rallied at the State House last week, and they're pushing for her to reject it and demand higher wages. So, Chris, are you expecting the governor to stick to neutrality or to take a stand? If she sends it back for higher bar advocate pay, will lawmakers come back from recess early to act fast?
You know, I don't want to say anything definitively because the governor has not signaled one way or the other if she's on board with this exact pay increase. As you noted, she's tried to stay away from supporting one number over another. I would be a bit surprised, if I'm just putting on my prognosticator hat, if she held up these raises to try and get even bigger raises rather than sign it into law with a goal of at least alleviating the crisis, if not outright stopping it. Because if she were to send it back, who knows when or even if lawmakers would approve a bigger pay increase, and that could just perpetuate the same situation. So I would largely expect her to sign off on it with a goal of making things better, if not perfect, in the short term. But, you know, I've been wrong before.
Pivoting here, Boston stands to gain over $11 million from visitors with the National Conference of State Legislatures kicking off today. It attracts lawmakers from across the country. So one positive revenue number there. It's been a month now since the state budget passed. Are officials still confident in the Commonwealth's economic outlook?
For the most part, we're getting close to the time when the Healey administration has said it hopes to have a better sense of the fiscal implications from the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that's going to cut food aid, Medicaid, and many other sources of federal funding to Massachusetts. We should, in the coming days, maybe in the next week or so, get a better look at how we ended the last fiscal year that ended June 30th. The governor is getting ready to file a so-called closeout budget, a spending bill really needed to complete the bookkeeping for the year that ended June 30th. So that will give us some indication of what the most recent mile marker was. And going forward, the uncertainty is definitely still there.
Finally, Chris, Wednesday represents a major deadline for those pushing potential ballot questions. What should we know?
What we know so far is more about who is not filing a ballot question than who is filing a ballot question. The Massachusetts Teachers Association had been weighing whether to go to the ballot and get legal authorization for teachers to strike. We have seen teacher strikes in recent years. They're technically illegal under state law, but MTA decided that it's not going to pursue a ballot question this cycle. We also know that the group Raise Up Massachusetts, responsible for the surtax, is not pursuing a ballot question this cycle. So once that deadline arrives, we'll know what's in the mix. For now, it's pretty significant what's not in the mix.
And we should note that some NEPM employees are members of the MTA. That doesn't affect how we cover the news. That's Chris Lozinski, a reporter at the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill. 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.